Well, for those of you who we just began to talk about our theme for this past year, and we're talking about transforming God, transforming life. God is putting the pieces together. And that is our theme for this year, and we've been discussing that. But you see, I used to be, God is making changes in my life. I just want to share that He's making changes. He has made changes in my life. I'm not running anymore. I'm going to stay and I'm going to talk. If I don't agree with Shirley over something, I said, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to work this out. We're going to talk. You know, but in the past, I would leave. So somebody hurt my feelings one time. In Ohio, I left. I shared this with you before. I went down the road, the country gravel road between Columbus and Zanesville, Ohio. And it was in the summer, wasn't in the winter, where I'd freeze to death and all this kind of stuff and exposure to the cold. I left, and I went down the country gravel road, and I went over the fence and out into this little meadow surrounded by woods, and the grass was about that high. It was grassy, high-type grass, and it was beautiful. It was brown, and you could hide in it. So I jumped across the fence. I laid down in the grass, and I said, there, I'll deal with what happened to me up there at the house. I'll go hide. And because they love me, they wondered where Mark was. I was about 10 years old, somewhere 9 or 10 years old. They wondered where Mark was, so they went looking for me. And they came down. I heard the car crackling the gravel. You know, you're going down the gravel, you hear the tires coming. And so they stopped right outside where I was. They stopped right here, and I was right here in the grass, hiding down the grass. You couldn't see me. And they got out of that car. I heard the car doors open. Mark! Mark! They were yelling for me, calling for me for a period of time. But what was so devastating to me in my rebellious attitude was when I heard the cessation of those calls. They got in the car, and every car door, four doors, choo, 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 choo. They got in the car, and the car pulled off. And there I was in my rebellion, getting away and running and stewing right there in that field, in that meadow. And they did not find me because I didn't want to be found. I found that when I come to Jesus Christ, I couldn't do that anymore. Oh, I went home. I walked home, you know, a couple miles, and they all were glad to see me and all that kind of stuff. But in my stupor, in my ways, in my stubbornness, I would just want to walk away. But you can't do that. You can't, in all that brokenness, you can't walk away. You can't run away from God. You can run, but you can't hide. But He will come looking for you. The great shepherd will come looking. But you got to say, here I am. See, they would have been glad to pick me up and take me home, but I didn't say, here I am. They didn't know. They didn't see me. But man, did my throat get a lump in my throat when they left. Because they looked and they called, and there come a point when it was over. They went home. And I was there. So God is going to do this great transforming work in our lives and put the pieces together. Now, I want to share more about that, but I just want to share a scripture with you first, because here's the scripture. A lot of you are familiar with it. In Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, we're talking about that transformation. And I want to share some things with you about that, what it literally means. In Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, I urge you, the King James says, beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Shirley, would you hand out the take-it-homes now? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Do not be conformed, but to be transformed. And I believe that many of you are familiar with what transform, the Greek means, the Greek word. Transform, the Greek word, is metamorpho, M-E-T-A-M-O-R-P-H-O-O. It means, literally, meta, change, morpho, form. To change form, to change figure, to change from the Adam nature of doing what you want to do, to have a mind of Christ by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. So we've got to quit, we've got to have a cessation of us and the beginning of Jesus Christ when we come to Him. But guess what? All your old habits and your old ways of all your life, it doesn't change overnight, does it?
No.
I mean, people say, come to Jesus, and man, you're going to walk through the door in the morning and you're going to have angelic wings, and man, you gave your heart to Jesus last night and you're just going to be levitating and just cooking everybody's breakfast and giving up everything, and here's you can have all my clothes, and you can, in my closet I'll share everything with you, and here's some money here for your lunch, and like there's some kind of a overnight change in you. And there is an instant change. There is. I mean, when you give your heart to Jesus Christ, there is a change. You're a new person, but the old man has to die, and the process takes a while. That's metamorphosis. Yeah. And so it takes a little while to go through the metamorphosis process. Now, Nessie, I don't know if you've been in having your biology classes yet in how a monarch butterfly becomes a monarch butterfly, but you have? Oh man, I know you love insects, don't you?
I love butterflies.
You love butterflies, period. It's hard to get away from her leaving this place without her going out and plucking a flower for you to give you a flower. So here we go, Nessie. Here's complete metamorphosis. And this is not overnight, the monarch.
Amen.
Starts out as an?
A chrysalis.
Hey, a chrysalis.
I read a book about it.
Yeah, hey. Help me out, okay?
I was thinking of that then, you just brought it up.
But you were thinking about the metamorphosis, the process, and the butterfly?
It takes a long time to be a pretty butterfly.
Say that again.
It takes a long time to be a pretty butterfly. And I think maybe
stole
an egg or a little baby
caterpillar. You gotta start someplace. You know what a lot of people make a mistake doing? I gotta get my act together. I gotta stop doing this and 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 this before I give my heart to Jesus, because I don't want to have Him bother with cleaning my act up. I'll clean it up and then I'll come to Him. Well, you don't need Him then.
Yeah.
Why are you even asking about Jesus if you can clean it all up?
That's right.
And so you cannot clean your act up before you come to Jesus Christ. You've got to come to Him as you are. Just as I am, I come to Thee. You know, without one plea, whatever. You got to come as you are. You got to have a point of beginning. But guess what? God connects the dots from the egg. For those that may be listening on the internet, what I'm describing right now is a complete metamorphosis of a butterfly, starting with the egg to the larva, to the pupa, and to the adult. I'm sharing that right now on an overhead, but God connects the dots from the point of beginning to the end. Heaven is the end. Being born again of Jesus Christ is the beginning. It's going somewhere. We're going somewhere with this.
That's right.
But here is what is a shame, is if nothing's going on in your life, after coming to Jesus Christ, if nothing's going on, man, shame on you. You know, wake up. You know, there's a whole life here. It's amazing. And then the migration of the monarch to the whole process again, down to Mexico from North America, thousands of miles, and all the wind and storms, and little old Mickey Mouse, fragile butterfly. I've seen a couple in my yard lately. Monarchs. A mail lady came by the other day and says, oh, I got this little monarch and he was dead on the ground and I picked him up. She's carrying him around in the mail truck. Karen, the mail lady. I said, well, okay, let him have a ride, you know, whatever, you know. But she was compassionate toward the butterfly, didn't make it, you know, but they gotta die someday. But this is what has everything to do with our theme. It has everything to do with our theme. In Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to the world ways, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? There's a purpose for it, that you may prove what the will of God, that which is perfect, acceptable, that which is a perfect, acceptable, acceptable and perfect and good will of God. So it's a process, y'all. So what God is doing and what we're going to be reminded of or have a theme for this year is be patient with each other. God is not done with me yet. God's not finished with me yet. But are there changes taking place? And what I also envision with this is having puzzle time for anybody that wants it. We'll have a puzzle time, a puzzle day, for you to come down here. We're going to lay it out. We're going to have somehow control of every little piece. And then one day, we're going to have one piece left. Guess where that goes? And we're all going to gather around, and we're going to take that one piece and put it in there and glorify Jesus Christ, because that's what He's also doing in our daily life. So not everybody has to come and have a puzzle time, but not everybody has to. But there's 1,000 pieces here, and we all are going to do this. Not me coming down, not Shirley or somebody else, or Nessie coming down and just spending hour after hour, but we're going to invite you to come down and have puzzle time. We're going to lay it out and let you participate in putting this puzzle together, to also impress you with the importance of allowing God to put the pieces together in your life. Not only is God, see, these are pieces within pieces. Not only are we quite complex. See, God can deal with complexity. We are complex individuals, and God can deal with putting us together. And then when He puts us together, we come together to be put together together. You see, as a family, as a church. And so every part, every one of these, whoever designs puzzles, it's kind of an engineering type thing, actually. It's all cut, and they all fit where they're supposed to go. So our gifts, our ways, our contributions in many different ways can all contribute to the common good for the building up of the Church of Jesus Christ on this earth. And we all are very, very important to do that. Now, and that's why I say, I appreciate Kathy coming today, and already she points out a couple of things. And Nessie's here today, and she pointed out to me that it's a chrysalis, right? What'd you say about
the... I think it was called a peeper. I don't
know. Peeper is the chrysalis, no. I think. I think the
pupa
is the crystal.
The pupa is, okay.
Once it's in that form, it's called.
I forget.
Yeah, I did.
Whee!
I read that book chrysalis. A long time ago.
Yeah, it's called
chrysalis. The pupa, Linda?
Oh, chrysalis. You're
the teacher. The pupa?
Chrysalis. Okay, chrysalis.
What word can you say that would describe what we got to go through here?
Life cycle.
A process. We're in a life cycle.
Yeah.
I'm learning, but you're the pastor. You're supposed to have arrived. No, who told you that? Where in God's Word have you heard that? That just because somebody's preaching, they arrived. We're all learning, and we learn from each other.
It ought to make us really careful with that. When we look at that picture, that we don't say, you're not really a butterfly, because you're acting like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Be really careful. The caterpillar stage, that crummy, creepy, ugly-looking thing, part of your process.
Yeah.
All the husbands and wives call each other caterpillar. There's a butterfly coming. Hang in there.
Have you heard the expression? I may be an old lump of coal, but one day I'm going to be a diamond. Mm-hmm. And so that's a process. Thousands of years for coal to become diamonds.
Diamond
and
rough, right?
That's right. Praise the Lord. So here we go. God is doing a mighty work in our lives. We're being transformed. And God, through Christ Jesus, is putting the pieces together.
Amen, Lord.
Kathy just told me that a butterfly only lives
6 weeks.
Very short period of time.
They're so beautiful.
Yes. Because God put that in motion. See, they have their time, we have our time. Everything is in season. Ecclesiastes, we read recently, there's a time to be born and a time to die. A time to gather stones and a time to throw stones. I mean, on and on and on. You know, the Lord talks about that in Ecclesiastes. Get over it if you don't like God's cycles of time frames, because that's the way it is. You only have so many years on this earth, so live it to glorify Jesus Christ in your daily life. Metamorphosis, the process, meta, change, morphos, form or figure. And can you stand before the Lord and the Scriptures say, let a man examine himself to see whether he be in the faith? Can you stand before the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, am I changing? And the Holy Spirit will tell you, yes, you are. There's a lot to do here yet. You love me. I've saved you. You've given your heart to me. But you've got to change from the old nature to the new nature. Put on the mind of Christ that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. It is a process, y'all. So be patient with each other in the process of being transformed and going through the process of metamorphosis. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Many, many more scriptures to go with this. And it talks about, too, in Romans 12, it goes on to talk about our members. It goes on to talk about how we need to work together as members of this great church of Jesus Christ, and how we need to complement each other. But I want to share something with you that really is specifically points out something that was really edifying to me too in this process of seeking God for our theme for this year. In Ephesians chapter 4, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Romans is powerful. The whole 12th chapter of Romans. Ephesians chapter 4. And let me go down to verse... let's start with verse 7, and we're going to finish up here with these verses in Ephesians chapter 4 to make a point here about what God is doing with our individual lives and also as a body of Jesus Christ in this earth. In verse 7, but to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, Ephesians 4, verse 7, verse 8, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended from above all the heavens, and that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. Now, in verse 12 through 16, we're going to finish up. For the equipping, why did God do this? Why does God give to the church apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man. Metamorphosis process leads to a mature man, a mature woman, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Measured up against Christ is what we're after. As a result, verse 14, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto Him who is the head, even Christ. Grow up. Hear these words? Grow up, mature, fulfill the growing process. And verse 16, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So we're talking about the working of each individual part, and when you look up part in the Greek, it'll go blah, 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 blah. It'll come right down to also meaning piece. Every piece, every part, every portion to the building up of the body of Christ. Individually, we are members of this great body of Jesus Christ. It's like my finger is a part of my body, so each of us, where we are a part of the great body of Jesus Christ in this earth. Very, very important. I would very much appreciate this little guy to stay there instead of be without it and try to work this way. People have that, the circumstances happen where they work with fewer fingers, but I appreciate having all of them. And so I appreciate the body of Christ operating and functioning for its intended purpose. And our feet and our little toes aren't seen very much except for those who wear sandals. They're all covered up, but they're very, very important. You know, you missing a toe, you feel it. It really functions to help the body do what's supposed to do. So here we go in verse 16. We're talking about individual parts and pieces causing the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So God can give you love for circumstances that are not very lovely. God will enable you, to have the ability to do way beyond what you are capable of doing, including renewing your mind. Don't say you can't do something if God has you doing it. I can say, I can't do this. I can't do this, Lord. Frank died and here I am. I can't do this. And I dare not say that to the Lord because He'll say, you can do what I've called you to do. You stand and I will open your mouth and I will fill it. But you're going to have to seek me. And each and every one of us the same way. We've got to be seeking God to be faithful and committed to Him to glorify Jesus Christ where we are with our abilities and skills and talents right where we are. How many of you are sometimes feel the process of metamorphosis that, you know, it's squeezing at times. You feel it. There's changes taking place. Oh, golly, I can't do that. I can't do what I want to do. I got to change. And may the change continue. Yeah. Continue, not just like a carburetor that is having problems with the flow of the fuel in it, but just a flow. May it continue in your daily life to run smoothly.
May I share something? Mm-hmm. Because it relates totally to your butterfly thing. It's an art piece I've been working on, but there's a quote that says, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. And it asks what the meaning of that was, and it's that the caterpillar thinks it's dying because it won't exist anymore, but the outside perspective of the master knows that the caterpillar is not ending, it's just transitioning to something different, a butterfly. So that's
when did you have that information?
I've been working on it for a couple weeks.
Oh, you have?
But this is a quote that's been around.
How many of you are I just want to get some feedback from you, are buying into what God is saying, because I know what He said to me, and understanding what God is saying, I'm really blessed by this. Naomi?
A lot of people in the body of Christ just try to copy some people and like, oh, they're doing this, so I need to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I need to do this, that same puzzle piece. But if you have the same puzzle piece and it's not different, it's not going to fit together. Mm-hmm. God has called us to be different. We have different things that we're unique to fit together, and that the whole picture comes across. Because if you try to be someone else, if you're striving to be like that same person, you're never going to be that same person. It's not going to fit together. Yeah. And God's been putting on that on my heart recently. It's so crazy with the puzzle pieces. It's perfect. And another thing, I just pictured a picture of our human body, and there's a missing piece of our heart. And that puzzle piece, that only piece of our heart is from God.
Amen. Yes, yes,
no
Naomi.
No puzzle piece from any other man can maybe try to man-make it, but it's never going to be perfect. It's going to be forced. It's going to be a forced piece, and only God's piece can perfectly fit in that spot.
In your Take It Home, it talks about God, what perfectly fashioning those pieces to go into where they need to be. And I was sensing that you all would relate to this because of some stirring in your own heart. Did you have your hand up?
No, yeah. I was just confirming.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And without the transformation, your pieces won't fit.
Yeah. They won't fit. They won't go together. Only God can make sense out of chaos. And we got a lot of chaos in the world today. So we're going to have puzzle times for people to come down and participate. And we're going to have one day when there's one piece to put back. And we're going to see that. And we're going to rejoice for the complete work of Jesus Christ, of what He's doing. This is a picture. This is a demonstration of what God is doing spiritually. And Shirley saw something else too. You take all the parts and you take a picture of that, and then you take the process of it being put together and you take a picture of that, and then you take the final picture at a point, like four stages. I listed three, but like four stages, and then you have the whole process of that transformation taking place. Praise the Lord. You looking forward to a good year in 2012?
Yes.
You know, some people say we're ending. 2012 is ending. The Mayan calendar, we're out of here. I'm not hearing that from the Lord. I'm not running anywhere. I'm not going to preach that.
God's calendar preempts.
12/21.
This year. You mean December 21st?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
The winter solstice?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there will be an unprecedented alignment of planetary stuff. And it could trigger earthquakes and stuff, but I have not heard anything about that being the end of the world. But we could have some, you know, seismic stuff and earthquakes and stuff because of the gravitational pull. Ted?
It's funny that the Mayans would say that. They're not even here anymore.
Yeah.
Now the Israelites are here.
Mm-hmm.
Still here.
Praise the Lord. We're unique. Naomi said we're unique, and Naomi is definitely unique, right, Lisa? She unique? How about Nicole?
Yeah.
Michelle, she unique? Yeah, they're all unique, aren't they? We're all unique. And God is working. He knows that uniqueness. He knew before we were fashioned in the womb. So I praise God for a theme for this year. Transforming lives. God is putting together the pieces, and we'll see how artistically this develops also to remind us, because I know the wheels are already turning. It's amazing to me. I'm blessed by how many people already had this metamorphosis in their mind, the butterflies and things, and confirming to you. Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you today. If anybody's listening to this message today and you have not started the process of being transformed into the image of Christ, I want to encourage you to make that decision to give your heart to Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, wherever you're hearing it, whatever country you're in, whatever's happened to you in disasters or in your life or calamities in your life, Jesus did not cause them. We're in this world and things happen, but He is there to save you. He is there to hold you as a great shepherd after the lost sheep. So if you haven't given your heart to Jesus Christ, this simple scripture of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever, if it's you, would believe in Him, would not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life." So don't delay. Get your heart straight with the Lord. Get on the glory train, and God will start the process and enable you to be able to change from the old man to the new man in Christ Jesus. God bless you.